This is the Community Power Break on KPPF.
I'm Ted Robertson. Welcome to KPPF's Community Power Break. A special guest today with us. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. And joining us today, Christina Iadice, the Public Information Officer for the Department of Human Services, with some facts, some figures, some tips, some guidelines. Child abuse and prevention, as she will tell you, is every day. But Christina, why is April so special every year?
April really gives professionals who work with families and children the opportunity to highlight what everyone can do to help prevent child abuse and neglect. You don't have to be a caseworker to prevent child abuse and neglect. You can just be a regular person.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we always want to be careful. We don't want to underreport that could cause or lead to a child being harmed or harmed more. We don't want to overreport. So how do you teach people, neighbors, friends, families, even strangers, to recognize signs of child abuse and report that appropriately if they believe they're seeing that?
Well, we don't expect everyone to have the kind of knowledge and training that caseworkers do in knowing what is child abuse and neglect. But if you see, you know, if a child has injuries or bruises or markings that aren't easily explained, or maybe even a child comes to you and says, hey, this is what's happening to me. This is what I'm living through. I mean, those are reasons enough to call in a report, because calling a report a concern of child abuse and neglect is not about getting a family in trouble. It's about connecting a family to the resources they need to be a stronger family that's safe for kids.
That makes very, very good sense. And everyone can help. If you believe you're seeing signs of child abuse or if a child approaches you, how do you act? Is there a phone number that you call, a website you visit? How does that work?
Yeah. So the number to call, and it's available 24 hours a day, every day, is 1-844-CO-4KIDS. 1-844-CO-4KIDS. And that's the number four. But if you see a child in an immediate life-threatening situation, just call 911.
Absolutely. Now, Christina, what are some of the statistics here? Just how much of a problem is child abuse, and how has COVID affected reporting and cases of child abuse?
So El Paso County is one of the largest counties in Colorado. Regularly see some of the highest numbers for hotline calls and also reports of child abuse and neglect. But I always see that as an indication that the community cares about those who are vulnerable. So last year, we saw a total of just over 20,500 calls to the hotline reporting concerns of abuse and neglect. Now, and that includes, you know, a lot of the year was spent in the pandemic. So in 2019, we saw more than 25,000 calls. So the numbers of reports did go down, and a large part of that is because, you know, kids and families were not interacting with people outside their homes like they used to. They weren't in person in school. They weren't, you know, playing soccer with their teens. So, and that's why it's so important for neighbors and everyone else in the community to step up and call in when they have concerns.
And again, some signs to watch out for so that you don't underreport and that you don't overreport, and always with the proviso that this is not about getting a family in trouble. This is about protecting a vulnerable child.
Yeah. So, you know, if a child comes to you with concerns and says, you know, that bad things are happening in their home, if they have injuries that they can't explain, or even if the explanations of the injuries change, or you see something that just doesn't seem right, you know, a really young child that is constantly left alone or doesn't seem appropriately dressed for the weather, or, you know, maybe it's a child who's always constantly hungry because they may or may not be getting enough food at home. You know, calling in a report of child abuse and neglect won't get the family in trouble. It really helps connect that family to the resources that they need so that their kids can be safe and healthy and they can be a better family.
Christina Iadice, the Public Information Officer for Department of Human Services, on the line with us here for our Community Power Break, and a powerful one this one is. It is Child Abuse Prevention Month in the month of April. Although, Christina, what would you say to people about every day all year round?
You know, every day is an opportunity to make a difference in the life of a child and in the life of a family. So, you know, watch out for those who are most vulnerable.
Absolutely. And the number to call if you suspect child abuse, 1-844-CO, the number 4-KIDS. Again, 1-844-CO4-KIDS. Christina, thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on Community Power Break. I'm Ted Robertson. This is KPPF 98.5 FM, 1040 AM, and 95.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Community Power Break on KPPF. Tune in for the Community Power Break weekdays in the noon hour on KPPF.